Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stories with Little Nana. Today, we are reading Clark the Shark Dares to Share. So, guys, before we read this book, I have a question for you. How do you feel when someone shares with you? You know what? I ever shared with my cousin, Kara. I shared my Lego, and she shared me this book. So, today, we're going to learn about sharing. Clark the Shark Dares to Share. Written by Bruce, illustrated by Guy. So, are you ready to dive into the story? Okay. Show and share. Clark the Shark loves school. He loved his teacher and he loved learning. But sometimes Clark got a little mixed up. One marvelous morning, Miss Inky Dink told Clark's class, "Time for show and share." Benny Blowfish went first. He played a song so sweet and sassy, that Clark couldn't help but dance his funky shark dance with a hip and a hop and a skiddly whittly whoop.
"Sit down, please," said Mrs. Inky Dink.
"But I'm sharing too," said Clark.
"Sharing is caring," said Miss Inky Dink, "and everyone must learn to wait their turn."
"I get it," said Clark,
but he didn't really. Reading Roundup, Amanda. At Reading Roundup, Amanda E-Wiggle won a scrumptious prize for reading the most books.
"Three slug or scream?" asked Clark.
"Yum, yum, I want some."
"That's up to Amanda," said Miss Inky Dink.
"But sharing is caring," cried Clark.
Miss Inky Dink nodded.
"Yes, I'm aware, but the giver chooses when to share."
"Sharing is confusing," said Clark.
In reef hockey, Clark chose to share his spectacular skills.
"Hockey is awesome," he roared.
Clark front fake and back fake. His stick check and debt. In the end, Clark did everything but pass the puck. His teammates were cranky.
"Hey, hotshot, let someone else score, why don't you?" said his best friend, Joey Mackerel.
"But we all share the win," said Clark.
Coach Krabby scowled.
"A win's not okay unless we all get to play. Sharing is complicated," said Clark.
After school, Clark and Joey Mackerel played Seawars at Joey's house.
"Wow, is that Dark Vader?" asked Clark.
"Best birthday present ever," said Joey.
"Want to play with Fluke Seawalker?"
Clark really wanted Dark Vader. But Joey asked him to wait his turn. Then, when Joey went to get them a snack, Clark couldn't resist.
"Must be my turn."
It was, after all, the coolest toy ever.
"SeaWars rocks," cried Clark.
Bam! Pow! Ting ting! Crunch!
Uh-oh.
Oops. "Clark," cried Joey. "You broke it."
"Sorry," said Clark. I was sharing?"
Joey shook his head.
"That's not sharing," he said. "That's taking and breaking."
Clark the Shark swam home befuddled and bewildered. He didn't understand sharing at all. And when he arrived, Clark found he wasn't the only one who didn't get it.
"Mom," he cried.
My cap! He borrowed it, he bit it, and now it's ruined!
Cheating or no cheating?
Clark's mother said.
That's no way to treat a cap.
She told his brother to ask before borrowing, but she told Clark,
you have heaps of caps. And if you have a lot, why not share a lot?
But Clark didn't want to hear it. He swam to his room and sulked up a storm.
Sharing is caring.
Clark grumbled. It's not taking and breaking. But this only reminds him of what he'd done at Joey's house. Clark's head hurt,
as if a big sharky Todd was trying to break free.
So, sharing is waiting your turn, letting everyone play. The giver chooses one, not taking and breaking. And giving what you've got a lot of?
Sharing was confusing. But thought Clark, it also might be worth getting right.
Mom, he asked, will you help me bake something?
The next day, Clark gave Joey a home-baked krill cake and a great big sharky apology.
I think I'll share this with the whole class, said Joey.
Really? Said Clark.
Really?
Said Joey. And when Amanda E-Wiggle saw all that cake being cut up, she said,
you know what goes well with a krill cake?
No, what? Said Clark.
Sea slug ice cream.
So guys, if you don't like sea slug ice cream, try to pretend that it's your favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
And just like that, she scooped her treat into everyone's plates. Clark the shark looked around all at his classmates enjoying cake and ice cream. And he got a warm, wiggly feeling way down deep inside. So guys, wiggle yourselves if you feel warm and wiggly deep down inside. I'm feeling that I'm wiggling my head around.
What is it, Clark? Asked Miss Inky Dink.
With a ginormous grin, Clark broke into the funkiest, sharkiest, funky dancer. And this time, his classmates all joined him with a hip and a hop and a skiddly whittly whoop. Ooh, I think I want to dance. Dance, everyone. Dance, everyone.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Sharing is sweet, cried Clark the shark.
K-D-N. So, guys, since we already know how to share, why don't you just share with someone, just like how Jesus shared his life with us? My mommy thinks that this story reminds her just like Jesus. Well, me? It reminds me of the movie True and Bartleby. They sing a sharing song. I'm going to sing it. Sharing is caring. La, 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 la. Let's share. See you later, guys. Come back with stories with little Nana. And don't forget to share. And remember, I'm proud of you guys.